Sweden. So I went everywhere listening, you know, and trying to get jobs and so on. And we would get some orchestration jobs for Eric here and there. In the meantime, we also, you know, had contacted one of these organizations that helped the newcomers, and they gave us like a little pension, with which I think it was $75 for the three of us.
Oh, I see.
That included the villa. You know? But our room cost $45, so it was the rest was done by. But Eric found the in a hat box. We found the address that this millionaire had given us, who had left for America already in May. Uh-huh. He told Eric at the time, he was a businessman, a very shrewd one, and he said, I know that France is lost. Hitler is next to him. I will not stay here. And he moved his family to America. And he gave Erica this address. Eric at this time didn't even want to go to America. He wanted to stay in France. But we had this address. And so Eric contacted him. And sure enough, he was there and was very happy. But he said to Eric, I'm not a rich man here. I was wealthy in Paris, but here I'm not a rich man. But it was still a little bit of an income to this pension, which made us, so to say, survive in the situation. At least we were not hungry. And so one day he said to Eric, I have contacted Mills Music, and they are interested in my music and want to do something of it. And would you do me a favor and go with me and play these pieces, which you have done, you know, Eric had done them. So Eric went with him and played these pieces, and they said, can we have your address to Eric? And then they contacted him. And they said, we were very impressed with how what you have done there, and how charming this was harmonized and everything. And we would like to do things of yours. Do you have anything? So they said, we are mostly interested in school music. Because that is where we make our money, they said, quite frankly. Do you can you make us some pieces that would be suitable for this? Now, the situation, well, at that time, I think we didn't have the piano yet, or did we? I don't know. So composing was not possible at that moment for Eric, but he was adapting some of the pieces he already had, like the Greek melody and the
Souvenir, perhaps?
Souvenir and
The Shepherds.
The Shepherd's Song, yeah. And he did another one, like, which he called Ducky's
Dance. The Ducky's Dance, right.
And they did these three pieces. They printed these three pieces. And again, it was something that made Eric quite happy, you know, that something was going.
So these were really his first American publications.
This was his first American publication. It happened right in the first year, you know. The first few months while we were there. Now, in the meantime, at one time, 5 months had passed, and I didn't tell, and I knew already what was happening, but I didn't tell Eric anything because I was very afraid. Here he was so happy and in such a wonderful, you know, positive mood.
Yes.
And, you know, we had absolutely no money and lived, so to say, on handouts and what the next day would bring. And I thought, if I tell him under these conditions that I was expecting a baby, when he got so melancholic and so crushed in Vienna, where the situation was by far as critical and bad, it would crush him, and I didn't want to do that. So I didn't know what to do. And we had a little party going where some people were invited, and it was already the fifth month, and it showed considerable. Eric would make little remarks, you're getting fat, and so on, you know. But it didn't dawn on him. And so the one man there at the party said, congratulations, Mr. Zaitsev. And he said, for what? And he said, well, you're expecting a baby, you know? Oh.